Our fall garden prep has all been about vegetable gardening, but now is a great time to plant just about anything and everything. And we've got there's virtually nothing we really can't plant outside of, you know, our garden. You said anything but tomatoes and peppers, but we're coming to trees and shrubs. I mean, there's nothing you couldn't plant right now.
Well, so fall planting, even though, you know, technically we're not exactly into fall, but it's like gaining an extra year almost. So when you plant something in the fall and the soil is still warm, it's like an incubator for those roots. And the air temperatures are cooling and the nights are getting longer and cooling. So you don't have near the stress from transpiration, from moisture loss, from these plants. So they get rooted and their tops, you know, are not stressing for water as much. And once those roots get established, and then it does cool off, next spring that plant's already rooted. So when the growing temperatures start hitting again, it doesn't have to try and establish roots like a plant just planted in March or April might. It's already rooted like it had been there a year. And so you get this explosion of growth on the top. So it's just it's a great combination to take advantage of. And it's just a lot, you know, the success rate is better. You're going into cooler weather. You know, you don't have to worry about when's that first 100-degree day going to come and how much do I have to water them. And you still got to water them plenty to get them established, but it gets less and less of a chore and less risky as the nights get longer and cooler and the days get shorter and cooler. So just tree, shrubs, vines, really fall is, if it couldn't encourage people enough, that's the best time to do it.
And this is also, we're not getting quite into the lawn garden transition yet, but I know we're getting closer because the Bermuda lawn, I'm not having to mow every 3 or 4 days. You can go 7, 8, 9 days before you need to grow. So you can tell it's definitely slowing down its growing cycle, and we're going to be close to the time if you're going to have a rye winter lawn to start making that transition. Should I cut back watering the Bermuda? Should I go ahead and kill the water altogether?
Well, certainly not yet. I mean, you know, it's, you know, latter third of August, it's, you know, we're still going to get some 100-degree plus days right in through September. So I wouldn't cut back on the watering on Bermuda till maybe a week or so before, maybe 2 weeks before you're getting ready to scalp. You know, the cutting back of the water on the Bermuda really is more just to make it easier to scalp than it is to try and slow the Bermuda down. Then, you know, Mother Nature's going to do that. Just the shortening of the days and the cooling of the nights is going to slow the growth of the Bermuda down. So drying it up is more just a, you know, it's a lot easier to scalp dry grass than it is wet grass. So we're a little ways off. We're right at that kind of threshold right now, as if you're not going to plant a winter lawn, you know, you probably ought to fertilize your Bermuda one more time about now, late August, even early September, because we want to get it to grow, you know, as long, be as healthy as we can as late into the winter as we can, or late fall.
Give it some extra nutrients to store up for the dormant season, so we've got a better earlier.
Yeah. If you're going to do overseed with the winter lawn, then you probably don't want to push the grass any harder than, you know, or make it grow any more. We do want it to slow down some. So, you know, I don't think Bermuda grass lawns can probably look any better than they do all year long than, you know, usually mid to late August into September, because we've had, you know, monsoons and moisture and humidity and shorter days, and, you know, they may not be growing as fast, but man, they sure get pretty, and then we go and scalp them. So
the whole desert is just pretty this time of year. When we get rain, it's instant. It's just that the shade of green changes instantly, and there's just something so pretty about the nice wet desert. If you've got our home maintenance calendar, that picture in August, I think, should be You know, I mean, that's just the perfect Arizona desert storm picture. Jay Harper, the Farm's Choice, thanks for taking a little time out of your Saturday morning, even when you're away at the family cabin in Christopher Creek.
Always fun. Have a good weekend, fellas.
You too. We've got a Diamondback tickets we're giving away for the best monsoon photograph. If you've got a picture of this year's monsoon, email it info@rosieonthehouse.com.